Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, this is a bummer. It's a little study. It says that when straight men watch the pornography, that they tend to rate their wives and their girlfriends less sexy.
Really?
Less desirable and less attractive as well. So turn off the porn for your husbands.
Yeah.
Man, that's sad, isn't it? A new study found that when straight men watch the pornography, they tend to rate their real life partners as less attractive and less desirable.
Competition is tough out there. You keep that in mind. Okay.
Yeah. When I have watched it, I don't find my husband or my fiance or my boyfriend, you know, all of them, I don't find them less.
Just saying, competition's tough.
Because at one time, by the way, I did have the husband and the boyfriend, and I didn't find either one of them less attractive. So
didn't
I don't
affect anything.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are seeing that where you're like, ugh, my wife. I thought you just do that on a normal basis. It didn't take pornography to do that, right? All right. Another thing I want to tell you. Fun facts with Jamie, apparently, is this moment. Did you guys see the new highest roller coaster? Highest, not tallest, but highest in North America is now in Glenwood Springs.
No.
Because it's on top of that mountain, and it's called Gold Rush. Now, it's not like tallest, because I think that's at Elitch's, but just highest because it's on top of
the elevation. Well, that's not fair.
I know, isn't that the dumbest?
That's not even fair. What? That's dumb.
Hey!
Well, I mean, you find the highest mountain, you put a little roller coaster up there, and you call it the highest?
Well, it is the highest, 7,550 feet above sea level. They
no,
in.
When it comes to roller coasters, it's about how big the coaster is, how big the drop is.
It's about how, in this particular study, survey, whatever, record, it is about being 7,550 feet above sea level. By the way, I feel like that park, Glenwood Springs, that amusement park is so amazing. I can't tell you people enough to go there because it is amazing.
It's the best.
It really is.
I was just so disappointed that last time we went up there, they didn't have the arm that goes out into the
swing,
canyon.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted to ride.
When we went there, nobody was in line for that because I think everybody's so scared of it. Because if you haven't been there, you guys, it's this swing that swings over the mountain and you're literally looking at the freeway and everything down there. And it's itty bitty bitty bitty. Well, it's 7,550 feet down there is what it is.
And now knowing that sometimes it's shut down because it doesn't work right, I don't think I'd ride it.
Oh, my God. There was nobody in line. We must have gone on it 10 times.
No kidding.
We just walk. We get off and he'd go, this is so dumb. We go, can we just go again? He goes, no, you have to get back into the thing and go around.
Yeah.
What? We're already strapped in. Just hit the button again.
Let's go.
He's like, it's the rules. You got to go get in case somebody comes up while you're... I was like, just hit the go button. Nope. So we had to unstrap. We had to walk around, go through the barriers again. Hi, we're here again. Oh, my God. So many rules in life. Anyway, let's see here. Last night were the VMAs, and a lot of people are talking about them. Mariah Carey performed. Doja Cat performed. There was an Ozzy tribute. Ariana Grande. A lot of people were saying it was probably one of the better ones because they had so many celebrities, great singers. Mariah actually pulled it off. I'm kind of shocked with this one. Here it is, number 5. Because I remember her last time from the tree lighting ceremony, and she just woof. It was just.
Sounds like she got her voice back.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's trying those really high notes anymore, so this one fit her pretty good.
She looked good last night.
Did
yeah,
she
did. Yeah.
Yeah, she looked really good.
Charlie Sheen is doing a Netflix special, and he talks about being blackmailed. This is so crazy. How many people blackmailed him? And I'll just let him explain. Number one.
You're being honest about it now. Why did you keep it secret for so long?
Sure. Yeah. Because there was another element to it that it did come with a tremendous amount of extortion. And so at the time I was just like, all right, let's just pay to keep it quiet and just hope it just stays over there, make it go away, you know, just make it go away. And then
so you were just paying people not to.
Yeah, because they would have had videoed things or whatever and had stuff over me. And then see how the world feels if people know that stuff. Because I've written a story all these years about, oh, geez, if I ever reveal that, then this has to be how I'd be dealt with, how I'd be treated, how they'd feel.
I wonder what Charlie's purpose is in doing all this. I mean, is it that he's trying to clear everything up and he feels bad about it? Or is it maybe an agenda to get back into showbiz a little bit more than what he is today or what?
It might be both, actually. It might be both. I know he's trying to make amends with a lot of people. John Cryer, he said, please call me. He made amends with the guy who created 2.5 Men. So I don't know. Here's what I do know. I've watched the reality show with Denise Richards, and he goes to dinner with them, and he has had some plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But the weirdest part is Sammy, his youngest daughter. She's not the one that went on OnlyFans. His oldest daughter went on OnlyFans. But Sammy is not talking to him, and she's super duper duper religious. I think she's, I don't know, I want to say she's like 19 or something like
21.
That. 21. Okay. And she has found Jesus, and she's not talking to him anymore, and he doesn't know why. Number two.
Your daughter, Sammy, she's spoken about a rift between you two.
Yes.
How's your relationship these days?
You know, it's I feel like as long as everybody's still in the game, there's always a shot for better tomorrow, you know? Yep. I don't really know what I did. That's the problem. I don't know what I'm supposed to yet apologize for, but I have absolute faith that it's not a forever thing, and her and I will work it out. You know, we have a history of that. That's too valuable to let a moment destroy all of that. Yeah.
In his defense, Sammy's really, really a moody girl. And she's always mad at her other sister. She's always mad at everybody. So.
Hey, you would think with religion, too, it'd all be about forgiveness.
Exactly.
You know?
Amen, so that brother.
Kind of doesn't make sense.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
And then finally, oh yeah, yeah, I know what I want to do. Finally, I have isolated it. And if you don't know, Deborah Takahara, she's one of our favorite people here in Colorado, and she's the public information officer for Douglas County Sheriff. Whoa.
Yep.
And she got tasered, and here's what it sounded like.
Poor thing.
Poor thing.
I'll bet she's still hurting.
It's like she's Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
Try it again. Yeah.
Hit that high note.
Yeah. So congratulations to her. There you go, Tablet Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's a Monday.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Sometimes, you know, you can just read a headline and you don't even have to read the story. You just read the headline and move on.
We do that a lot here.
Well, I've got another one for you. And again, you don't have to read the story. You only need this. Here's the headline. People who use cell phones on the toilet have a higher risk of hemorrhoids.
Oh, I saw that study. Yeah.
Don't need an explanation. Just don't take your phone to the bathroom with you.
My God. Well, everybody does, though.
Yeah.
Every single person does, right?
Yeah.
It's the thing. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't, but most people do.
Yeah.
You're right about that. Yeah. All right, let's go back to the Karen. Karen at the baseball park. All right. It turns out that the boy and his dad, they're the heroes here, okay? They're the ones getting all the gifts. She got a baseball, but they get all the gifts. I had no idea he got an RV.
He got an RV for Marcus. Unless it was a spoof account. I don't know.
I didn't hear the RV. Did he get one for them?
Yeah, he did get one. He also got a baseball bat signed by the guy that hit the home run that the ball was taken away.
No, that's the little boy.
Right.
Did the little boy get an RV?
Well, the family together.
The dad did. Yeah.
Well, he gave, the little boy can't drive. So Marcus gave him an RV and two tickets to the World Series.
That's pretty sweet.
Two tickets to the World Series?
Yeah.
Man, I'd give up that. Plus, he got a baseball. He got a baseball and a bat both, right? All right, here's the dad speaking about what happened with Karen.
I had my whole hand around it. Like, it was right on the ball and right back up because there was other people headed this way. Like, you could see the commotion. I just grabbed it and immediately turned around and put it in his glove and I gave him a hug because I was so happy. Something touched my arm and then she just screamed in my ear. That's my ball. Like so loud. I'm like, I was like, wow, what's, you know, why are you here?
A lot of people wanted to know, what was your, like, in that moment, your reaction?
The touch wasn't a big deal because I thought it was the people behind us or the people in front of us that we had been talking to the whole game, friends of ours. It took a second to, process of, like, why is this lady here? I thought she would just eventually go away.
Man, these people have been all over the internet.
Oh, my God.
This story has been absolutely crazy. This lady is being posted everywhere. Plus, now there's a Halloween costume of her.
Yeah, Spirit Halloween came out with it's pretty epic, though. It's a Philly shirt, right? And it's a wig that is dead on her hair.
Glasses.
Yeah.
I think you get a baseball in your hand, don't you?
I don't know. Oh, my God. So funny.
What a story, though. This thing took off. It was at a Phillies game. Phillies at the Marlins, I think it was, right?
And well, every since the Kiss Cam, you know, we talked about this earlier, but every since the Coldplay Kiss Cam, now everybody has eagle eyes on anything, all the networks, because they want that viral moment. Yeah. So now when the ball goes out into the field or anything like that happens, they're like, oh, I'm
looking
for some.
Baseball stuff seems to be trending, too, because you've seen many different pictures of balls being stolen from other people or a kid that was standing there to get a ball and the adult walked off with it, didn't give it to the kid or
but
whatever.
Here's the one that went viral that didn't get much attention. It was kind of sad. So here's this. First of all, let me go back to this kid. This kid, you know, his dad went way out of his way to get the ball. I feel like he took it out of Karen's hand. But anyway, and then he got a big gift basket, which is great. Then he got to go back into the dugout or wherever, back behind the scenes. He got a signed bat by the actual player. Like, that's enough. Now he gets an RV and he gets World Series tickets. But the guy that caught a ball, it was just right there. He saw a little bitty girl right beside him, and he handed it to her.
That's the way you do it.
But nothing. Nobody gave him anything.
Yeah, that guy doesn't get rewarded.
He gets a couple of shares on the internet, but he doesn't get an RV.
No, he doesn't get an RV.
He's not going to be parked over there at Yellowstone anytime soon.
So sad.
Or Jelly Rock or whatever it's called.
He really deserves it out of everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Life's not fair, Jamie.
No, it's
just not fair sometimes.
Not.
Karen's getting hers, though. Man, she's being barbecued.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We have more of those tickets for Halsey to give away. We'll do it again tomorrow morning at 7:40. Halsey, going to be at the Fillmore come November. She is back in town. All right, a couple of things here. First of all, a good thing. And then the other has been kind of guessing. Let me start with the good thing. The good thing is if you're going to Hawaii this week, it looks like that hurricane's going to miss Hawaii. You're going to get some of the wind and rain, but you're not going to get the brunt of this hurricane.
Which is a good thing.
Kiko. It's now a Category 2.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of gone down. And so you're going to be in good shape. You can get in there and get out of there. Now, the second thing that I'm a little confused about, because I don't know where we stand here, is Nile Crocodile. Where is Nile?
Right.
See, the reason I put these together, he was in Hawaii last week with his mommy.
Yeah.
They were together in Hawaii doing a little vacation, I guess. And we kept hearing from him on Textnado at, here at 303-22. You get it. On Textnado, he would write us, and every morning we would come in, and there's a message from Nile. He's giving us an update. Now, Nile is a friend of a person here at the radio station who's trying to set Nile up with Jamie.
Yeah.
Okay? She's never met him, never talked to him.
Right.
All a mystery.
It's just, yeah.
But he's been really eager to meet Jamie and to go out with Jamie.
I think Friday I put the line in the sand.
Well, that's where I'm at with this right now. Uh-huh. I don't know. What did we say? Now, Fidel, maybe you can help on this too, okay? What did we say on Friday that would spark that we walk in here this morning and we hear nothing from Nile? Is there anything that comes to mind?
All of it?
Yeah, everything. It's easy. It's the BJ torpedo. It's struck
what
again.
What did I say?
Yeah, we did shunk the Nile ship.
What thing did I say?
Because we did call you the BJ torpedo on Friday.
No. But give me, what did I say?
Well you kept ripping on him because he was vacationing with his mom.
Mommy.
Like, that's a red flag.
His mommy.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
which he wrote us back and said BJ's correct.
You agreed that you on Friday that you were the torpedo.
I don't think I was.
That voice.
I don't think I was. Go back and listen to Friday. I don't think I said anything that would keep him from texting us.
Yeah,
again.
Because you said now, Niles, this texting the show thing. I mean, come on.
Spadil.
Yeah, you were calling him out over that.
Yeah,
like, I did?
How he had done it like overnight, even. He did it like 10 hours before the show aired.
You even said it sounded kind of desperate.
Yeah.
Right. So there would be your torpedo moment.
So Niall took that personally.
Yeah, I think so.
You personally. Sunk his battleship.
battleship. All right. Well, we haven't heard from
him. Because I even said, why are you doing this? This is my real life. I'm not your clown. Remember that line?
Here's what
Hello,
I
do you remember that line?
What was it again? Give me the line again. I want to make sure that I remember
why
this.
Do you do this? I'm not your clown.
You said that?
I said it's my real life.
And I said, because it's fun.
Yeah.
I like to have a good time, right? All right. Here's where I think that maybe he got offended, too.
Okay.
Is when we said, no, don't come to Bar Bingo.
Right. But we all agreed that would be very awkward. And
No. That's what I mean. I think that when he heard that from the show, that might be the part that got him.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Because that was a flat out no. Do not show up.
Well, yeah, because I haven't met him and I have to do a job.
Yeah.
And so, I think he works at, McDonald's or something. So it'd be like me showing up at McDonald's.
Right.
Hey, it's nice to meet you.
Because I feel like the saying, that he's in Hawaii with mommy and all that is all tongue in cheek. And he's, he kept texting. So he was fine, I think, with most of that. But I think when we just put the slammed the hammer down and said, no, you can't do the Bar Bingo. It's not appropriate.
Was you slamming him for texting us?
You think so?
Yeah, because Bar Bingo, I mean, he probably gets all that. Right. Like, he's not going to have the interaction with Jamie that they're going to want to have on, a first date or a first meeting, right?
Right. So. And then I said, yeah, it is kind of a lot that he's texting the show. And and then you go, he might have shot his shot. And I said, or his self in the foot.
Yeah.
I
think it's somewhere between that banter.
All right. Well, Niall, if you're listening, Niall, which I'm sure you might be, then maybe you can tell us. What was it that put the kibosh on this? Is there one specific thing, or it's just everything in general? It might be everything all up together.
I think we're a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you ruined my life.
Yeah. I think from that second text that he did, I think he really wanted to go to Bar Bingo.
Well,
I think he really did.
I mean, he kept saying, Danielle will take him if he really wants to go.
Yeah, if he really wanted to go.
It's her client. Yeah. She can take him if she wants.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. That's a separate issue. I'm just saying, as far as, with us inviting.
I mean, I think anybody would have to agree that there's 1,000 people there. And
I agree.
I'm going, hi.
Yeah. Well, here's the bottom line. We came in this morning and no message from Niall Crocodile. We don't even know if he got back from Hawaii.
No, I was disappointed.
He still might be there with mommy.
I was looking forward to it.
Okay, here's what's funny. I didn't even bother to scroll to see if wrote.
I scrolled.
But you guys all scrolled.
Absolutely. First thing I did when I got here.
I didn't even bother to look.
What's going on now? Maybe we got nothing.
Well, it was a good run. Yeah. Gave us a couple shows.
Yeah. I miss you now. I'm going to be honest about it. You know what? You were so much fun.
You were so much fun.
Your texts were so funny.
Witty.
And it kind of made my morning at 6 a.m. So if you could get back to it, I'd appreciate it.
No.
Just tell us what bothered you, okay? But then maybe tomorrow morning when I show up here that we start checking the computers.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that. Oh, by the way, here's, I've got.
What?
Yeah, I find this funny.
Okay.
I walked in this morning and I fired up the computers. And Spadil got that for me because on your computer, you had such a glitch this morning going on. I said, Spadil, give me the old dial-up.
Yeah.
I could use the old dial-up over here. That's the systems we work on here.
I was like, what is happening?
Yeah. That's great. I love that sound. All right, so Niall.
I thought you were playing Niall the Crocodile song.
Dial, listen, if you're listening to the show, maybe you're still in Hawaii, text us. Give us something to run with tomorrow morning, please.
Somebody said the thought of him dating Jamie made himself throw himself in the volcano. Oh, wow. That is mean and hurtful.
Anything's possible. Anything.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You know, people who start these death hoaxes online, they're morons. Who makes a person wake up one day and decide to put out a death hoax? They did this with Danny, what's his name? Danny Trejo? I think over the weekend, right?
Danny Trejo, yeah.
Trejo, right? Uh-huh. They put this out over the weekend, and everybody started buying it. I bought into it. I shared it. That's why I'm angry.
Oh, don't you hate that when you do that?
I do. I killed off somebody else the week before.
Yeah. It's really common for him specifically to have that happen to him. It's happened like 3 or 4 times.
Why? Because he looks like he's on death's bed?
He does look really old. Yeah, that might be it.
I remember. That's right. He did, didn't he?
Yeah, it's happened to him a lot.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he was really good in like Breaking Bad and other stuff. Yeah,
he's a great actor. I have fallen for this 2 weeks in a row. And every time, the next time, I'll tell you, if you follow me on Twitter, which by the way is at BJ Harris Radio, but if you follow me on Twitter, I will never share another death notice again. I'm done.
You know who I feel bad for?
Who?
Governor Polis.
Why?
Well, because Oprah is in Telluride.
Yeah.
By the way, my son is in Telluride.
Cool.
I got it all mixed up when I said he already was in the sand dunes. He's headed to the sand dunes now. Anyway, he went to, what's it called? Ouray. I always say it wrong. Ouray. He went to Ouray, and then they went to Telluride. And I said to my kid, oh my God, Oprah's in Telluride right now hiking a trail. You should go find her.
Yeah, you might bump into her.
He said hard pass.
Oh.
But anyway,
I think I'd hard pass that too.
So Oprah made a post and she said, I haven't been on this trail since whatever year. I tried it when I was 241 pounds. I only made it a few, whatever. And she always wanted to get to the waterfall. Well, she finally, over the weekend, she made it to the waterfall.
Okay.
And she's so proud of herself, which she should be. That is amazing because it's a very hard hike. And she made it to the waterfall. And then Governor Polis put up there, welcome to Colorado. Well, she has a house in Colorado already, and so
maybe she sold it or something.
Maybe.
Maybe he just forgot.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that's.
I remember when she did it when she was 235. She went up to an elevation of 14 feet.
Wait, what?
She only went up 14 feet when she was heavier.
Wait,
she didn't make it all the way to the waterfall.
Oh,
she only got walked up
to 14 feet.
Yeah, you had to really think about that. Yeah. Got a new one for you. And the reason I mention this is so I can play this song. There's a new chicken joint coming to town.
Nice.
Now, you lived in California. It's coming from California. Never left the state before. It's called Starbird. Yeah, Starbird.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it?
Nope. Never heard of it.
I've never heard of this either. Nobody seemed to have heard of this.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the chicken thing has kind of been, you know.
Played out.
There's a lot of chicken joints here.
That is the right word.
Yeah.
Played out.
Played out.
You can never have enough chicken, folks.
I followed this girl, and she's like a Denver diner or whatever. She goes to some of the coolest places in Denver, in actual Denver, like right here in Denver. And I never even knew they existed. She goes to like bakeries and all these places. I'm like, where have I been?
We see that all the time when the restaurant things come out.
Yeah.
Like the best restaurants in town. The top 50, can't name one. My favorite, like Taco Bell's never on there.
By the way, I have great news.
Maybe that's it right there.
What? My Del Taco opened.
Oh, nice! Look at you.
Yes. Woo! Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you, you guys. Yeah, I had three tacos and the fries.
Oh.
But you know how, remember how I eat them, which is weird? I had put 3 packets of sauce in each taco and only eat them down to the meat and then throw away the meat.
It is bizarre.
That is awesome.
It's like
a
taco salad without the meat.
It works for you. It works for you. This chicken joint is called Starbird. It's going to open up next Monday. They are going to give away free chicken this Friday.
Oh, wow.
So anybody that comes through, you get some chicken.
Nice.
On the house. And it's going to be over in Colorado Boulevard.
What are they known for?
They are known for, you should ask,
chicken,
Jamie.
But
let me see here. Oh, Starbird is known for its never frozen, no antibiotics ever in the chicken, sandwiches, salads, wings, or tenders.
Do you think they're going to try to go after Chick-fil-A? Is that their plan? People got mad at Chick-fil-A for adding antibiotics.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know if they're going after Chick-fil-A, but they're probably just getting inside the chicken market, man. Maybe. Thinking Colorado's a chicken town.
Is that right?
They've never been outside of California, but they chose Colorado Boulevard for some reason.
Well, all right. Well,
we
give
love
it a try.
Chicken. La, 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 la.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jay and Jamie.
Sunny and 82 today. Maybe a little warmer. Maybe 85, 86. Who knows? The rest of the week going to be very, very nice, too. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We are done for a Monday. Don't forget more Halsey tickets to give away. I think Slacker has some later on today with the Slacker Show. We have them again, 7:40 tomorrow morning. Let's see here.
Anything else?
No. I think that's it. Hopefully tomorrow I come in here at 5 o'clock or so in the morning, and I hear from Nile Nile Crocodile. I'm looking forward to that. I'm setting my clock for that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, I actually am, too, though.
So I'm ready to go.
Stop, you guys.
Come on, Nile.
He can do it. Come on, Nile. You can do it. We've not totally blown you off.
We're not a game.
You know?
We're not. We were forever, man. And you ruined it. You ruined it. We were forever. We had joy. We had fun.
Nile.
We had seasons in the sun.
All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Monday. We will see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.